AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the Democrats had a strong midterm election, even with House and Senate seats still in play.
We've lost very few seats for certain. We still have a possibility of keeping the House, but it's going to be close.
Biden also acknowledged the nation's voters face a lot of problems.
People across the country are going to see even more clearly the positive effects on their day-to-day lives. But I still understand why they're hurting right now. So many people are concerned.
The president says he's willing to work with Republicans.
Regardless of what the final tally in these elections show, and there's still some counting going on, I'm prepared to work with my Republican colleagues. The American people have made clear, I think, that they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with me as well.
A key Senate race won't be decided until a runoff, December 6th. Neither Georgia incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock or Republican challenger Herschel Walker making the 50% plus one vote winning threshold. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Right now we're down under 10,000 votes, and we look at how many this person has and add all 10,000 to it. They wouldn't have 50%, likewise on the other side. And so that's why we're, tell you that there will be a runoff.
Early voting starts on the 28th of the month. Two other Senate races in Nevada and Arizona and about a dozen House races remain undecided. The Republican Party may still win control of the House for the next 2 years of Biden's presidency, allowing the party to block passage of any meaningful legislation while also spending a great deal of time on investigations, even impeachment proceedings. Now Hurricane Nicole headed toward Florida's east coast. Landfall at the center of the storm expected overnight or early tomorrow morning. Top sustained winds 75 miles per hour. There's heavy rain and a strong storm surge that will impact the east coast all the way to southeast Georgia and Florida's Big Bend on the Gulf. This is AP News. Russian authorities have sent American basketball star Brittany Griner to a penal colony to serve her 9-year sentence for drug possession. Her legal team says they don't know exactly where she is or where she would end up, but they expect to be notified when she reaches her destination. Meta, Facebook's parent company, laying off 11,000 workers. The AP's Barbara Ortete explains why.
This summer, it reported its first revenue decline ever. Then in October, it reported another revenue decline, which was actually a bigger one. Until now, this was unheard of for Facebook / Meta. The company has grown accustomed to basically growing like a tech startup, even though it's a huge global corporation. And I think what we're seeing is that it's sort of getting back to reality.
Twitter began adding gray official labels to some high-profile accounts. A few hours later, the labels started disappearing. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.